Chanctonbury Ring by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Raina Boughton. What you have to understand, before I begin, is that I am not a gullible person. I am a scientist of a sort, an archaeologist, trained in the empirical ethos of the British higher education system. It is my job, or was, as I don't know if they'll have me back after this, to conduct a survey of the condition of ancient monuments in the southeast of England for a government agency. It is my dream job, one I worked very hard to achieve. I visit the most important and best preserved archaeological remains, from Neolithic long burrows to World War II pillboxes, in some of the most beautiful and interesting areas of the southeast of England. Because I have to obtain permission to visit, I often meet the people on whose land the monuments are situated, and they range from the frankly hostile, those who see the sites as nothing but a damned nuisance, to the charming and enthusiastic. So I get plenty of human contact, which increases the fascination of the job. I don't feel mad, but perhaps I am. I am no longer able to judge. You couldn't say that what has happened to me is within the range of normal experience. But all I can say is that it seemed very real to me at the time. If I'm honest, it still does. I'd better get on with writing this. Who knows when they will be back? It was 3 days ago. Only 3 days. A beautiful June morning with an azure sky flecked with the occasional high white cloud. I had done my preparation the day before, poring over maps, records, and file notes written by my predecessors in the job that I had collected from head office some weeks before. I left Brighton at 9:30 a.m., driving northwestwards towards the high chalk escarpment of the South Downs above Worthing. My work for the day was to visit and assess the condition of a group of prehistoric monuments on an area of downland, all within the purview of a large estate. I had telephoned Maurice Farthington, the estate manager, the previous week, and obtained his permission for the visit. I had first come across him when he was second in command of another Sussex estate, and he was always tolerant of, even interested in, what I was doing. "You go ahead, Martin," he said. "I haven't the time to meet you up there, but send me a copy of your findings when you've done. If there are any..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?